So you have a meeting next Monday, the 13th?
That's correct, 13th.
In Colchester?
In the community room at the City Hall.
Is this the first such meeting you've held, or have you held others in other communities?
We had one in Carthage about 2 weeks ago.
And what are you looking for?
We're trying to get input from the community, businesses, residents, and anybody that's willing to give some input on the impacts that they're feeling or effects that the bypass has had on Colchester.
Pro and con?
Yes. Yep.
Why did you decide to hold these hearings?
We had we got some funding from IDOT to do this study when we were looking through the regional comprehensive plan from 2010, and a lot of counties had had interest in preparing a plan to look at the impacts of highway improvements that we've had in the region. And so this was a good opportunity and to hold these meetings where we can get individuals come forward and tell us what the impacts they're having.
Would you say Colchester and Carthage are similar? The highway sort of skims along the edge of town.
Yeah, I'd say both are similar. I think we're going to find maybe some different impacts that each community's had because there's a different, they're kind of made up a little different and different size. But yeah, both have been, the road used to go right through the center of town and now it's directed away.
What did you hear in Carthage?
Carthage, one of the main concerns they were having was signage out on the highway for businesses and sites, tourist sites that, wasn't present there. And since then, actually, we've been able to work out where they're going to get some new signage provided by IDOT that I don't know if it was an oversight or what, but that was one of their main problems was just the little blue sign saying gas, food, and lodging. And so I think Colchester may be similar. Driving by there, I noticed that they don't have the blue signs.
So someone who's not familiar with the region would have no way of knowing there's a town that they're going past.
Yeah, I mean, there's the green sign that says the town, but maybe they need to stop for gas and they don't want to go into Colchester because they don't know if they have a gas station or so.
All right. And why did you decide you wanted to look at these types of issues?
It was part of the funding source. The requirements were, to look at the economic, environmental, and quality of life issues. And we're going to be looking at, Carthage, Colchester, and Roseville have already been bypassed. And then gather the input that they provide us and some of the problems they're having and try to analyze that data and historical data pre-bypass and post-bypass and take it to two other communities in Biggsville and Farmington, and they're being proposed a bypass around their communities and maybe be able to help in some of the problems that have happened in these already bypassed communities and offer some solutions to them. And then also, like with Carthage, we were able to, get some of their problems, some solutions to them as well. But I think, the overall is to try to provide some lessons that Carthage, Colchester, and Roseville have had in dealing with the bypass and the effects of it and take that over to the other two communities that are proposed future bypasses.
Well, ultimately, there will be a bypass around Macomb, too. Might Macomb feel some of the same impacts?
Definitely. They definitely could. So, I mean, Macomb just didn't happen to be one of the communities that we selected for. We did it by county, and Colchester, since they'd already been bypassed at the time, was put into the study. But definitely so, yeah.
Based on your findings, will you be offering any recommendations, such as moving businesses out towards a bypass, anything like that?
Not at the meeting we're just there to try to get input, and we'll probably introduce some historical data, and we're more looking for a non-biased, you know, opinion from the residents and the community members right now. And then once we do that, we're going to analyze the data and have a report that we'll deliver to IDOT at the end of the study. So,
and when will you be holding a meeting in Roseville?
We're looking hopefully for the end of May. We haven't had a date set yet. So,
and that'll be the last of the meetings you hold?
No, we'll actually hold a meeting in Farmington and Biggsville.
Okay.
Sometime probably in June, hopefully.
Even though they have not been bypassed yet?
Yes, yeah. We still want to gather some input from those communities, and you know, we'll ask them questions about what they think of the proposed bypass. And because see, in Carthage, we were able to look at, before the bypass, they had a community survey on people's opinions of what they thought the bypass was going to be, positive or negative, and then we did a little questionnaire asking them, how are the effects now, and we're able to compare those, and then we'll hopefully be able to take those to Farmington and Biggsville and kind of say, this is what they thought before, this is what they think now, and then maybe be able to, you know, provide them with some possible alternative plans on different things.
Yeah, it seems like we always hear with four-lane highways that they're going to bring economic development. That maybe has not been the case for Carthage?
I can't really determine that or not, but, I mean, I don't think it's hurt anything as far as, you know, it is providing, you know, better transportation to link bigger areas. So I don't know if we've determined that yet or anything. But
will you have some sort of final report once you gather all this data?
Yes. Hopefully by end of September, we'll be preparing a final report with all of our stuff that we find out and alternative plans and recommendations. So.
All right. Anything you want to add about Monday's meeting?
Just hope that we get a good turnout, and we welcome people to come up and provide us with their input, and we'll have a little presentation and survey, and then break into like a little group session. And we want to hear everything we can people have to say about the impacts they're feeling. And
all right, thanks.
All right, thanks, Richard.